Chapter 9. 22 Revolutions. The two ponies had been gliding through the brisk air for several hours, but they hadn't actually travelled very far from Mount Aquelius. Daring could still see the recognisable peak in the distance. Next to it was the tip of Mount Monoceros. Altoterre was fuzzy, but it was visible as well. Brumby steered the airship in yet another version of the same ellipse and answered Daring's thoughts.
The reason that no pony can find Cirrostrata is that it's designed for them not to. All those years ago, I accidentally found it by doing this.
Daring raised an eyebrow in response. By making giant circles with the balloon? We haven't gone anywhere, Clover Patch.
Precisely,
Brumby replied.
See, on that day long ago, I was looking for a flat spot to land my balloon in the Unicorn Range.
He rolled out a piece of parchment and drew a large circle with his quill. In the centre, he marked the two familiar mountains and put an X on the spot where she'd met him that very morning.
I saw the spot on the side of Aquelius, and it looked all right, but not perfect.
The airship bore right as he steered it, concentrating very hard. Brumby continued, trotting back over to the scroll.
I decided to keep searching until I found something better.
Clover Patch drew several more ovals, each one slightly different from the last.
By the time I had given up on a better spot to land, I had made exactly 22 revolutions. I always like to track things like that.
So, what does that mean? Daring Do wasn't following the significance of the number.
After the 22nd circle above these very mountains, something strange happened.
Clover Patch began to pace the gondola in excitement. What was it? Daring searched the drawing for some visual pattern that might reveal what in Equestria Brumby was getting at. All it looked like was a bunch of scribbles.
I would tell you, Miss Do, but we're on circle number 21 right now, and I think you'd better see it with your own eyes.
He gestured to the front of the gondola. Daring held her breath as she watched, not knowing what she was even looking for. Suddenly, the reflector burst through a patch of clouds. Right in front of them was a beautiful sky park filled with grand statues, glittering rain fountains, and fluffing cumulonimbus trees. Everything was balanced on a sprawling iridescent cloud that appeared to be almost a mile long. What is this place? Daring cooed, drinking in the magical sight through her goggles. Clover Patch took off his top hat and laughed in triumph.
Ha ha! It worked!
He grabbed Daring and hugged her.
Truthfully, I wasn't sure if it would again.
It's incredible! But why do the statues of the Pegasi look so strange? The stone ponies all had long ears that hung down, like those of a rabbit, and three vertical lines under their left eye.
This is the entrance to Cirrostrata, and those, said Brumby, pointing to the nearest statue, are what the resident ponies look like.
Let's go get a closer look. Daring Do was practically jumping out of the gondola in anticipation. She had never seen anything like the park in her life. Were the statues made of clouds too? They looked like real solid marble, but that wasn't possible, was it? She'd been to tons of other aerial cities throughout Equestria, and all of the structures had been made of cloud. This marvel demanded closer inspection immediately. Daring raced to the door. Can you hitch this thing somewhere?
Oh, afraid not,
Brumby said wistfully, looking past the park and into the open sky. He threw his hat back atop his head and gave a little bow.
I'm leaving you here, Do. You're on your own now.
What? Daring trotted up to her new companion. The news actually made her upset. Clover Patch was rough around the edges and she usually liked to work alone, but knowing that he had once been a contemporary of Ravenhoof had made her respect him.
"I can never return to Cirrostrata,"
Brumby lamented, turning toward the front windows. He let out a heavy sigh.
"If the ponies caught me inside the city, there would be severe punishments. That's why I need you to take that letter to Dew Point. Remember, you can find her near the castle. Just ask around and I'm sure you'll..."
"Punishments?" Daring interrupted. She watched as Brumby riffled through a chest of wooden drawers built into the wall near the steering wheel. Finally, he procured a green grease crayon and a thin black band with some pieces of fabric hanging off it.
"Just don't get noticed in Cirrostrata and you'll be fine," Brumby warned. "They dislike outsiders even more than the unicorns of Alto Terre."
He trotted over to Daring and leaned in.
"Keep these on at all times."
He placed the black band with the fabric on her head. The two pieces of fabric were the exact same golden colour as her coat and hung directly over her ears. "Fake ears?" Daring laughed, lifting one up with her hoof. "This is ridiculous, Clover Patch."
"No, it's necessary. Now hold still while I draw some lines under your eye."
When Brumby was finished with her, he thought she could almost pass for a real Cirrostratan. Daring Do looked at her reflection in a small hoof mirror. She felt silly, but the way he kept insisting made her believe it was indeed essential. "Well, I guess this is goodbye." Daring opened the door to the gondola. The fresh, windy air flooded in. "Wish me luck."
"It's a little late for that,"
Clover Patch replied with a laugh.
"Your instincts are all you've got now, do."
He held his hoof to his hat in mock salute. Daring Do saluted back and turned to the unknown, taking off into the cool air. When she turned back for one last look at the airship, she had quite a shock. The silver material reflected the sky perfectly, rendering the airship almost invisible. The name of the airship now made sense, just as Brumby said it would. It gave her hope for all the other tidbits of information he'd given her. As she flew away, she thought she heard Brumby try to shout something at her, but there was no use turning back. The winds were too strong. It sounded like he was saying the word Chronicle. Daring Do wasn't sure what he meant by that, but she vowed to keep a good record of everything that happened to her in Cirrostrata. That is, if she made it there at all.